Hi, everyone, and welcome to Pete's 5-Minute Monday. It's time to think about your life from a different perspective and to get energized for the week ahead. Now, over to Pete.
Picasso said, "Others have seen what is and asked why. I have seen what could be and asked why not." Hi everyone, and welcome to another 5-Minute Monday. Love this time of week, love talking to you and talking about topics close to my heart. This week, I've titled it, "How Do You See the World?" It's important to know in your own way of thinking how you look at the world and how does the world look at you, perhaps. That quote there from Picasso, "Others have seen what is and asked why." So they're asking, why is things the way they are or the way they've been? Whereas Picasso's saying, "I've seen what could be and asked why not." So he's seen the world through the eyes of a creative person about what he wants to happen. And he's asking, why can't this happen? Very important and different way of thinking. People with creative personalities, they really do, people like Picasso, they see the world so differently. We need to accept that. And if you can understand that and accept that, then you're one step forward of breaking out of just a routine, monotonous, monotone, secure, fearful way of living. And Picasso is one of the great creators of our time. So it's important to listen to people like that. Furthermore, the idea that some people see more possibilities than others is central to the concept of creativity. So people look at things differently. So do you see them? Ask yourself that question. Do you see them, or are you locked in a routine and a bubble, in a bubble sort of life? It's important to know that about yourself. Are you open? Do you have an open personality? So are you able to sit back at the end of the day and think, yes, this is what happened in my day and this is what's happening in my life, so to speak? So you're able to see that and break out of it and think differently and think of possibilities for yourself. And this all goes back to, again, that creating space and meditating those things. But creativity is so important, and it's a part of understanding that you need some more creativity so you can think of different things, different pathways, different ways of becoming something different and living a different life. Ask yourself the question, are your senses wired this way? Are your senses just wired to discover complex possibilities? Are they wired that way? Or are they lying dormant in so-called familiar environments, this bubble, this safety net, this routine? Are you able to click on those senses and discover these complex possibilities of the future? That's the key. It's so exciting if you can. I want to run through now some bad habits that work against us all, and they crush our creativity and ultimately stifle our success. Our success, to me, being eventually doing what you're meant to do, being who you're meant to be. That's the ultimate success. So here's some of these bad habits. The first one, creating and evaluating at the same time. So you can't drive a car in first gear and reverse at the same time. There's lots of things you can't do at the same time. So likewise, you shouldn't use different types of thinking simultaneously. You'll strip away your mental gears. So being creative means generating new ideas and visualizing, looking ahead, considering, as I said before, possibilities. Whereas evaluating just means analyzing, judging, picking apart ideas, sorting things into piles of good, bad, useful, useless, bad person, don't like that person, don't like they're talking about negativity. If you take a look at yourself during the day and feel like you're going down that path, that's stifling your creativity, guys. It's stifling this ability that you need. And it's there inside of you, stifling that ability that allows you to get into a different realm, into a different room. A different room to the safe, secure routine room that ultimately a lot of us hate. We get sick of that mundane life and boring routine, and we want something different, but you've got to be aware of it, and this is how you can realize that you're stuck there. Another one, the expert syndrome. There's a big problem in any field with a lot of gurus who tell you their secrets of success, and it's wise to listen to them, but it's unwise to follow without question. Some of the most successful people in the world did what others told them if they did what others told them, they would never work. They knew something about their own idea, their own being, who they are, that even these gurus don't know. So you've got to also be accepting to the fact that there's something inside you you need to find that someone else won't find for you. So and every path to this success of finding what you're meant to be and who you're meant to be, it's different. The big one here is fear of failure. Most people remember one of the greatest hitters of all time, Babe Ruth, and he was one of the greatest hitters of all time with a record of 714 home runs, but he was also a master of the strikeout. That's because he always swung for home runs, not singles or doubles or punts or whatever you call them. He either succeeded big or he failed spectacularly. So no one wants to make big mistakes or fail, but if you try too hard to avoid failure and worry about it, you'll also avoid the success. You won't get it. Good message there. Don't worry too much about what can go wrong and about failing. Take that Babe Ruth mentality and go for the home run. Another one is a fear of ambiguity. So most people like things to make sense, but life's not neat and tidy and boxed. There's a lot of things you just never understand and some problems you'll never solve. So you've got to get in that mindset of a lot of creative ideas emerge from a swirl of absolute chaos. You got to develop that part of yourself that's comfortable with a little bit of mess, a little bit of confusion. Don't try and control everything and have everything neat and tidy. Another one, lack of confidence. There's a lot of uncertainty accompanies every creative act. Just a slightest small measure of self-doubt is healthy, but you've got to have absolute confidence in your abilities and back yourself in order to create and carry out solutions to your problems. So this does come from experience, but it also comes from familiarity with this new way of thinking, with how creativity works. So working on your creativity every day eventually creates that experience with thinking this way. Discouragement from other people. How many of us get that? Yeah. Even if you have a wide open mind and an ability to see what's possible, a lot of people just won't. And they're the people that are in our minds every day. They'll tell you the various subtle ways, just little comments in there. I had one the other day at work. There was something positive I was talking about, and this one person threw in his normal negative, which always happens, throws in that negative, and it's his own lack of confidence and wanting to put someone below him, and you got to look for that, and you know it's there, and it's there in a lot of people. So don't worry about these negative influences and their discouragement. Be confident in yourself. You've got a lot of ability inside of you, and just by sticking to your guns, that'll shut those naysayers up, shut out all their noise, and see yourself for who you are and what you are. And you will be a creative force that'll be reckoned with. Trust me, you'll be a creative force that they will admire. One day they will admire you for sticking to your guns and having that courage. Don't be overwhelmed by information, analysis, paralysis as we call it, the condition of spending just so much time thinking about a problem and cramming your brain. Take a rest from it. Work on it day by day. Take a day off. That's fine. But just don't stop working on it. Don't stop reading these types of things and listening to the podcast and working towards that ultimate, I don't like to call it a goal. I like to call it a purpose, you know, ultimate purpose for yourself. So don't get overwhelmed in the early stages. Think of the long term. And don't be trapped by false limits. So false limits are created from people around you, family, upbringing, all those things that I've just talked about as well. So all those things, everyone, have a think about this week, how you see the world. Do you see the world in this way, that you can be creative, you can run a different path, you can try something different, you're open to reading books, all these types of things. Do you see the world that way? And how do you think the world sees you? Think about that when you're out there. How are these people seeing you? How are the people around you, your kids, your family, anyone? Because how you think they see you may be your own limitations, if you know what I mean. Think about that this week. Have a great week. Please take care. And I really look forward to another one of the 5-Minute Mondays next week. Bye for now.